The White River is one of two rivers in the nation that has been designated as a National Blue Way. The White River covers 722 miles in Missouri and Arkansas. The other river is the Connecticut River National Blue Way, which spans across Connecticut, Vermont, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. The National Blue Way system was established on May 24, 2012, through a secretarial order by then-Department of the Interior Secretary Ken Salazar. The program was announced as part of the Obama administration's America's Great Outdoors programs, which stresses partnerships to create conservation solutions for America's outdoors. Rivers are selected for the National Blue Way through a competitive nominating process. Keith Weaver is project leader of the Central Arkansas National Wildlife Refuge Complex with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
And this national system is designed to recognize successful and long-standing efforts in efforts by partners that are working towards conservation, recreation, education, and sustainable economic activities. And these partnerships are operating in what would be considered nationally significant rivers and their watersheds.
Weaver says there are numerous advantages to the counties that have the White River flowing through them. According to Weaver, some of the benefits include a partnership of federal, state, and local entities. Each partner will work on conservation efforts of the river through collaboration, communication, and leveraging of resources. Weaver says one of the biggest benefits for those counties that decide to be part of the designation includes the qualification for grants to help make future improvements to the White River.
And this can be potential financial support. It could be potential technical assistance. There is not a specific budget or new money that's been allocated that's specifically tied to the National Blue Way system, but it does allow better competition for limited dollars, whether they may come at the federal level or state level or even potentially local level, applying for grants and being able to use the National Blue Way title to help them compete for limited financial resources. There is right now about a little over $3 million in the fiscal year 14 president's budget request that would go towards grants for National Blue Way stakeholder partnerships for capacity building and for watershed projects. We don't know whether that money will still be available once the budget is finalized and passed or not, but right now there is that request in there.
According to Weaver, there are five goals of the Blue Way designation. Those goals include habitat, agricultural, hydrologic, recreation, and education outreach, he explains.
Those goals for the habitat, we want to improve ecological health in the watershed. For agriculture, we hope to promote voluntary and sustainable agricultural and forestry practices that would improve water quality and enhance wildlife habitat. We hope that we could promote effective management of surface and groundwater resources that would support all users of that water. We would hope that we could increase recreational opportunities and to increase public awareness of how conservation, how economics, there can be an economic benefit from the achievement of conservation goals.
Keith Weaver with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, who says the program is voluntary and is led locally. Those who oppose the Blue Way designation see things differently. Opponents say they're concerned federal agencies like the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and others will use the designation to dictate what will happen to the White River and take property away from those who own land around the White River. Jeannie Burlsworth is with Secure Arkansas.
And already they're dictating how we use our land and you know what type of crop you grow, how much of a crop you grow and sell. This has been a problem for many years. And see, one thing, Jonathan, that this Blue Way does is it provides the nexus, and that's what people don't understand about this designation. It provides a nexus for all the rules and regulations to come together and really have a major bite of authority implement this. We've not seen this yet. We've never been under this type of pressure before.
According to Burlesworth, the designation was made without congressional approval, and they're afraid the government is overstepping its boundaries with the designation. Two things that especially concern her are a memorandum of understanding and cooperative agreements that federal agencies will use to coordinate their activities in managing land and water resources. She believes the designation without congressional approval and the agreements could set the stage for future federal land grabs.
It's going to get severe. And that's what this is. They've got, it's like they've loaded their bullet over the years with a lot of laws and regulations already on the books. And see, we've not seen a lot of this implemented in a heavy-handed manner yet, but we will if this designation goes through. Because from the Department of Interior, that memorandum of understanding was a contract. And that contract, when you begin to look at it, that designation, that contract opens the door to huge legal impacts because it ties all the federal contracts together. Unfortunately, it's going to be against the recipients of federal funds. And we've been warning for years, Secure Arkansas has, is be careful with these grants. Be careful with these federal funds because, you know, there's going to be strings attached and they're going to pull in their markers at some point.
According to Burlesworth, the designation could have impacts on the state's economy, especially the state's agriculture sector, which relies heavily on water. She says a ripple effect then could be felt statewide. Burlesworth is concerned about what the Environmental Protection Agency, the Army Corps of Engineers, and others will do after the designation is fully implemented.
You know, I see them starting to implement, like they say in their document, their 1 to 3 year goals. And I see that, the Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency and all these different agencies coming in and start giving orders on how, you know, the land is going to be preserved and conservation done, and all of these different practices from the Environmental Protection Agency, Nature Conservancy, which is a non-governmental organization. I see all of these different policies coming into play, and we've never faced anything like this before, Jonathan, ever.
That's Jeannie Burlesworth with Secure Arkansas. Keith Weaver with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service counters that claim by saying the designation is locally driven and local and state governments call the shots, not the federal government. 13 counties in Arkansas have the White River flow through them have already opted out of the program, and the debate on the issue continues. July 9th is the deadline for public comment to be submitted and for counties to decide whether to stay in the designation.